at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
I am Mark Legere, and now our hosts, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Fultaggio.
I am so grateful to our guest for bringing this conversation to the Life Changes Show. Ever since I was a child, I remember hearing a lot, Filippo, you're such a salesman, or there he goes again, Filippo's selling. And at the time I was a kid, I didn't know what I was selling, but I was definitely getting things that I wanted. And so it was said in a way that it made me feel like I was doing a bad thing. And interestingly enough, that I grew up to actually do sales, even though I didn't want to. Because companies would say, you'd be great in sales. So they'd take me out of one department and put me in sales. And I'm like, I don't want to be here. And then I do really well. As a matter of fact, receiving top honors. But still, even while I was doing it, still having that pit, gut feel in me that I'm doing something bad, like salesman is a bad thing. And it's really sad. I later got over it. And I taught sales and all that stuff. But it's sad that for so much of my life, I just didn't understand it, especially since it's something we all do in every aspect of our lives. And especially me, who was in the top third company and biggest company in the world, it would have been nice to feel good about what I was doing. And so I actually still know in the corporate world, whether they're managers or salespeople or what have you, that don't feel good about their positions because of this thing they have to do, the four letter word sell. And it's actually very exciting that we get to talk about it in such a way that our guest even wrote a book called Sweet Persuasion. And of course, it's referring to sales. And we've titled the show based on one of his talks, How to Sell Based on Mutually Beneficial Relationships. So can't wait to dig into that with our guest, Paul Karasik, and a little later on, the sweet sound of our musical guest, Tony Walk, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Fultaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com. or AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Yes, this is a Life Changing Show at Home edition, and I'm so excited, looking forward to this conversation. I'm here with Mark Lejeur, co-host and producer.
You do sound excited. I was going to thank you for doing such a great job selling tonight's episode to her.
Well, it's easy, actually, because I am excited. And like I said, how to sell based on mutually beneficial relationships. This is our show number 611. Our guest is America's leading sales and management consultant. He's president of the Business Institute. He's creator of sales and management training courses, many of them, and author of many business classics like the one we'll touch on today, Sweet Persuasion. We welcome Paul Karasik to the show. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, nice to be here, Filippo. And I have to tell you, you know, I associated sales just the opposite that you did.
Well,
you had a very negative thing. Now, for me, I grew up in a family where my father was a salesman. He had two brothers. They were both in sales. He had one sister. She was in sales, and her husband was in sales. All of my aunts, most of my aunts and uncles were in sales. My sister was in sales. My both brother-in-laws were in sales. So
wow.
I grew up seeing sales as it pays the bills. it gets me toys at Christmas or Hanukkah. You know, it's like a really good thing, this sales thing, because it puts food in the house. And so you're very, very different, you know, and also it's a great story that you told, Filippo, because it illustrates some very, very real attitudes towards sales, which is too bad. First of all, nothing happens without sales.
Right.
You have to understand there's nothing in business that happens without in sales. And I have to agree with all those people that saw you as a great salesperson. And I'm going to identify in the next few minutes before I'm done here why you are a good salesperson.
Oh, and no.
even though you're embarrassed to some degree to say that, and it's too bad, because to me, that is one of the greatest compliments if it's sold with sweet persuasion. Mm. So you said it, and that is to persuade people to take an action that has positive benefits for both individuals. So that's what I teach. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a guy who calls you up on Saturday, hey, you want to buy this? You want to buy this? Or Google ads or whatever that you're getting spammed with these days. That's, you know, that's a different kind of sale. That's a transactional sale. But most of the, see, I don't teach that. So I teach what's called relationship selling. It has Sweet Persuasion, I'm proud to say, was one of the first books to talk about that kind of selling, to really illustrate it, to teach it, to invoke it in business. So I'm very proud of that. But that's not to say that there's some classic techniques that can be used in sales that are have integrity and are honest, that can get you, that can be implemented to help persuade that other individual to an action that's going to produce positive results for both of you. So I think we need to separate the two. And my experience is in the corporate realm. And in the corporate realm, it's all about relationships. You know, you come from the corporate structure too, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's internal relationships, right, that are so important to get things done, right? Agreed, in a big company?
Absolutely.
And it's external, you know, it's the external relationships that you develop with vendors, with other people in corporations that those relationships. And then, of course, it's relationships with prospects and clients eventually who are going to become clients. So relationship building is not a trickery. It's not trying to trick somebody into taking action. It's not trying to twist their arm. You know, it's not the old school hammer somebody against the wall and just start pounding them, you know, about why they should buy whatever you have. My dad was a little bit of that kind of salesman, I'm embarrassed to say. But he was a great salesperson. And he actually sold with sweet persuasion. But and even though he used a lot of those techniques, And that was what it engendered for him in his sales. He was in real estate. It engendered a lot of referral business because people buy a new house every 7 years. We know that. So you're not just he was well beyond that, you know, into the long-term vision of building relationships.
Mm.
I discovered this process called sweet persuasion because I was a salesperson myself.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in sales and I played around in the music business like you did for some time and had some success in, but finally had to get a so-called real job, you know, a day job, and wanted to raise a family, wanted, needed the security and so on. And so I started selling, and I didn't really have a process. I just kind of did stuff my father did, and I had a couple of mentors that worked with me, but I was really, really good, and I would win awards and trips and and all this other stuff. And so all I did, Filippo, was I just defined my process of how I initiated a relationship with somebody and how I built that relationships on caring, on general interest, on wanting to define and refine the ways that I could deliver real benefits to that person. And P.S., mm-hmm. always be willing to walk away when mm-hmm. it's not in the best interest. And I've lived that my entire career as a salesperson. And now as a business owner, we sell, you know, training and coaching and to corporations. And when the job's not right, or I don't think I can deliver it, I walk away, and it doesn't matter what the money is. Because in the end, even though I could get a little money or a lot of money, it's going to kick back on me because it's going to not be good for my reputation. So my mm-hmm. reputation in the corporate world is stellar. And that's because I'm conscious that I only want to do business where it's mutually profitable, right?
Mm, mm,
mm. See what I'm saying? The corporations love that because they're always thinking in terms of retention. They're always thinking in terms of repeat business. They're always thinking in terms of cross-selling. So this type of selling, you know, it's not selling copiers or, you know, or toner or something like that. That's a transactional sale. This is a long-term relationship sale.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. As a matter of fact, if anybody looks at just the long list of companies that you have worked with, it definitely what you're talking about applies to so many of them, including organizations. And actually, one of the things Jeff Krantz shared you with us, and our producers and I looked over all your information. At first, I thought, okay, sales, I know this area. Let's see. And I saw some of the things that reminded me of some of the things from the past. And then all of a sudden, like magic, I saw the magic of gratitude. And I thought, what? Wait. Mm-hmm. Then I saw inspiring persuasion, and then I saw vision, and then I saw entrainment and living our life's mission. And I said, wait a minute, I think this is it. And so so glad that we got to connect and that you're on the show. And I want to share with people how they can connect with you. Of course, they're finding us on our website, but they can find you directly on your website at paulkarasik.com. And that's Paul. And Karasik is KARASIK.com. We'll be talking more with Paul about selling and sweet persuasion when we come back. And a little later on, we're going to be listening to the music of Tony Wach, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, and our guest today is Paul Karasik. He's one of America's top leading sales and management consultant. You could hear actually in how he's sharing. Paul, it sounds like you were born for this, and you were born to the right family for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I think what's important for your listeners, because I know a little bit about the people who love your show, and is to understand that we don't have to give up any of our humanity to sell. In fact, humanity is our greatest asset. Mm. You know, there's an old saying in sales, you sell your, well, it's not an old saying, it's something my father used to tell me, and it's become my old saying, which is, you sell yourself first, you sell the company second, and your products and services will sell themselves. Mm. That's relationship selling. Mm. So think about it. If you aren't selling from a human point of view, from a human basis, selling almost from your heart and revealing that, who is there for them to believe in? Who is there to have a relationship with? Unless you're really having a human conversation with somebody, then they can have a relationship with you. But if you're just selling a product, and it's just for the money, then that's not going to have those components. It's used sometimes in a manipulative way, but it's really not the basis for the relationship. But does that make sense, what I just said?
It makes a lot of sense. And actually, it reminds me of something you said on the phone during one of our great conversations. You said something, I was sharing about some tools that I didn't necessarily agree with in sales. And you reminded me that tools can be used for the good and for the bad. And that's the point, sweet persuasion, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, people always think about meditation as a good thing. You know, some of the most evil tyrants in the world have do meditation every day. So, you know, and people write books about how to achieve your goals, and a lot of people write negative goals too, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of, here's this great skill that we can apply to change and improve the world. And, you know, I mean, don't believe for a second people like Tesla and people like Steve Jobs and, you know, like Elon Musk and these people didn't have to sell their ideas to get people on board, to sell investors, to back their projects. But these are good things. You know, these are things for the, you know, a lot of, you know, great projects, the green projects, improving the world, you know. We have to sell people on that, you know. If you want to make a change, you got to sell people on. People don't want to change. They don't want things different. They want them the same. And we want to change the world. You know, we want social justice, and we want to see things getting better for all people, and all this other stuff. So we've got to sell. You know, we've got to sell the politicians. We've got to sell. So I think the greatest skill that I would want for my daughters to have is the communication skills of persuasion. If I would have one wish that they would have in life, and that's sweet persuasion skills, you know, to be able to sell and get across and improve their lives based on mutually profitable relationships.
Paul, you took the thought right out of my head. I was thinking, I know he's so busy with corporate clients and big clients, and that you're so busy. I thought maybe someday, if he ever retires, maybe he could write a course for children, because if the children grew up with some of these concepts, then it could be breezy into business, maybe even into relationships.
You know, it's so funny you're saying that. There's a little company that actually I mentored the president of it. He's a phenomenal human being. And he's got a company down in Atlanta. And he just called me out of the blue. It's a children's educational program. Mm. And Filippo, you will freak out over this. Mm. I know you enough to know you. It's called Seven Mindsets, sevenmindsets.com. And as I say, I mentored him 20 years ago. So it's a lot of my stuff and his stuff, if you will. He's done amazing. He's going into all the schools and teaching them about connectiveness and the seven mindsets about perseverance and persistence and love and all, you know, these seven mindsets. And he's bringing that into this world, this COVID-19 world. Mm. And he's asked me to come on board. I was just writing the proposal.
Oh, wow.
As I said, I've got to stop because Filippo's going to call me. And I'm like, but even on the break just now, I was putting the last little touches on the proposal. But, you know, wow. I'm so excited to bring this in, to help and to educate and to bring these skills, because this, you know, he's successful, but he's not as successful as he would be as if he had a good sales program. And he's got, you know, they sell and they're pretty good. And that's a lot of companies, but I take them, you know, I'll take this team up to we'll be doubling gross sales every year from starting next year. Because the thing is for the good of all. Yeah. That's going to change the world. It's all about the kids. There's no hope. Yeah. We're screwed up. We're going to die screwed up. Forget about it. It's not going to, the old fogies aren't going to change this world. It's the kids. And
well, wait, you're talking about changing the world yourself. So I hope there's hope for you as well. And speaking of, you know, the way that people think and being stuck in our ways sometimes and having a certain belief system, when you're working with some of these really high level, they're making more money than God and they're more powerful than God and all that. And do you go in and you say, okay, well, we're going to talk about your life's mission. And do you have pushback with people saying, I don't want to talk that. I want to know how to increase our sales.
No, I never do. See, the smart, it's funny you ask that, because when I work with these executives who make a lot of money, a lot of power, the truth is that they know that just bossing people and telling them what to do without any internal compass doesn't work. They know that. They know that because when you just tell people to do stuff, it doesn't work. And so they've already seen that in action. So when I say, okay, we'll talk about sales, but first let's talk about what's our mission, what's our vision. Mm-hmm. They know that we have to do that. And usually they do. So we begin our process to look under the hood a little bit. The individuals, leaders of the teams, they write their story. And their stories of the next year or two or three. And it's a short little piece, but that becomes the roadmap. And they never not want to do it. You know, they just wanted somebody to tell them to do it because they knew it was the right thing. You know, they know that putting your vision on paper. That's why every business plan starts with the woo-woo stuff, mission, vision, and values. Oh, that's the soft stuff. Guess what? Those three elements are on every business plan for every digital company, every tech company, every company ever existed. If you Google business plan, that's what it starts with. So a leader and a salesperson executive, a sales executive, they need the same business plan, a mission, a vision, and values to orient them during the day. And then we align those mission, vision, and values with the leader, with the team, and with the organization. And that's when everybody's rowing together. And the oars are in the water, and everybody's pulling it the same way, and the boat goes really fast. And when everything's working like that.
Wow. Well, it's working on me. It's getting me excited about a lot of things, actually, and the potential for people. And it's interesting because, actually, I was going to say for people to read this book, but it's been read. It was turned into a movie. It was used as a training movie. I mean, it's out there. And
we had four publishers of that book still in print. It's amazing, right?
Right. So still important today, and still a new audience today. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, a lot of this material, that's the craziest thing, Filippo. A lot of material I teach, the older stuff, the more you can't, it's so hard to even find it. You know, traditional sales strategies that work and, you know, the core material. This is the syllabus for sales professionals. It's hard to even find it. And we teach that too. And they're hungry for the young kids. They're my people. The young salespeople. I work a lot in the financial industry with all the name companies that you would know, State Farm and Oppenheimer and all the companies you see on the stadiums. There are a lot of them are my clients, the financial companies, insurance companies, and so on. And the young people in there, they're coming up and they're just so hungry for this material, so hungry on how to sell from a humanistic and from a relationship point of view. So they excite me. They excite me. They get me money.
So, Paul, when I first went to your website personally, when I went to paulkorasic.com and I saw the red, white, and blue and your name in blue and then the red star, and I thought, it looks like he's running for office. And then after, you know, listening to a couple of videos and stuff like that, I chuckled to myself, like, I'd vote for him. So when we come back, I'd like to know what it is that you wish you said that you would want everybody to learn, what you would want to share with your daughters, or what maybe your daughters have already learned, and about communication, about Sweet Persuasion. And of course, we are talking a little bit about the book Sweet Persuasion. There are many books that we could talk about, how to market to high net worth households, running at the dog leadership. That's one I think we could have spent a whole show on. But anyway, many more. You can go to paulkorasic.com.
Paul. Yeah, and there's a lot of free videos on that Paul Karasic.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. So Karasic, KARASIK.com. So more with Paul when we come back. In our next segment, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy question. And after that, our musical guest, Tony Walk, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA with your host, Filippo Boccaccio. You can visit us online at lifechangeshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is Paul Karasik, who's been sharing so much wisdom with us. He is president of the Business Institute, creator of sales and management training courses, and author of many books, business classics, one would say, and we've talked a little bit about Sweet Persuasion. Paul, what more do we want to know about communication and sweet persuasion that we can walk away with today?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about your question that you posed just before the break, and I think it's a great question. What would be the one thing about sweet persuasion that I could just say to people to understand how to improve right now in anything that they want to persuade or influence or sell? And that is listening. That is the secret ingredient to selling. You know, as I said, I work with salespeople that make anywhere from $250,000 to $2 million in selling. And I will say to you this, every one of them that I've ever worked with over the last 20 years has had incredible listening skills. And so I said I'd identify your skills, Filippo. That's why you're such a good salesman. You have tremendous listening skills. You know that everything that's good is that between you and another person is dependent on that one particular skill. And you know that. You listen extremely well. That's why you were a great salesman and you were a great sales trainer, I'm sure, because you understood that. And so to sell, it's not about talking. And as I say, that's old school, getting hammered against the wall. It's a conversation that we have. And it's a conversation where the salesperson is mostly just asking questions and listening and determining, one, if the person is qualified to be in a relationship with you based on what you deliver, you know, or did they, and number two, how's the best way to do that? How could we move forward, assuming you'd like what I'm suggesting to you. So listening is the secret, Filippo. That's where everything happens in sales. And so the way we get to listen is by asking questions. And so the better our questions are, the more we get a chance to listen to important information that's going to reveal how to structure that strategic relationship between me and the other person. So it's mutually profitable. As I say, after that discovery process, you know, we might just say, hey, you know what? This isn't a good fit. You know, it's just not, I think I could make money on this, but you can, or I think, you know, this is great for you, but you know, it's not really a profitable enterprise for me to get involved in. So relationship wise. So that's the one thing I would say. And you are a great listener. I mean, you know, you're tremendous.
Well, thank you, Paul. And though I have heard that, I'm so glad to hear you say this, because it's sinking in. Because I never associated it that way. I just associated it as caring. I really care. And so in order to get to what you're describing, I guess the listening part is important, because I do care to hear what you have to say. So I love that you correlated that for me. Thank you. And to that, I also want to add that that people who if they care or if they listen, that they might hear things that they didn't expect to hear. They might actually learn something, not just to make the sale, but they might learn something for them too, right?
You're so right on. I mean, I always say in every sale, whether you make it or not, what did you learn about yourself, about selling, about the other person? know, every interaction can be a profitable reaction, a profitable interaction, even if you don't get the sale. You know, that's the part that I always focus on. Yeah, you can leave it. You can leave the interaction feeling good, identifying something in you that you need to work on, or identifying something you need to just do more because it's so good. I mean, there's so much. But I have a friend, and he's the president of a large firm, and he says, I always make it a point, no matter who I talk to, that they leave the conversation a little bit better than they started it. And I've always followed that same rule. So I would, even if you didn't buy from me, I would want you to leave with something. You know, that's how Hello Kitty started. You know, Hello Kitty started when there was a guy in he owned a little retail shop in Japan, and he thought, I want to give them something a little more special. And he made a little stamp, and he stamped it. And that was the beginning. No. And that was it. And now it's a business. I mean, I just threw away a Hello Kitty COVID-19 face mask. There's buildings built with Hello Kitty. There's a whole line of appliances that are Hello Kitty. There's wardrobes that are, I mean, there's stores that only sell. There was one here in L.A. that only sell. I mean, this, and it started with just that idea. Mm. When you leave this store, I want to give you something a little special. I'm going to give you this little stamp. And we give them these stickers, you know, the sticker with the Hello Kitty, and the kids loved it. And then he bid more, and he put it on things, and so on. So that's the way people should leave, right? In every interaction, and you have a conversation, and that's it. And there's no need for, you know, anything. The other one I would say that people have to understand is sale is the transference of an emotion, and so we have to understand our own emotional content and what we're delivering emotionally to the other person, because until they feel something, they won't buy it. Mm. And our job is to help them to feel that emotion so that they can buy it, to transfer that emotion. And this is where we come full circle, Filippo. You can't transfer what you don't have. So if you don't have a positive emotion, not just about the product or service you're selling, how do you transfer it? I'm talking about the real emotion, not a fake emotion or a put-on emotion. I got a great product. No, I'm talking about a real emotion now that's deep, that's coming from you. So how do you, so that's why working on the internal component, and that's why a lot of great salespeople, again, the people that I work with in general, they're very evolved on the personal level. They usually have spiritual beliefs of some kind. They have a lot of them have very deep roots with their family. I know one sales guy. He does between two and three million in sales, personal sales. What he walks home with every year for the last 5 or 10 years. He takes his family with him when they're on school break from college, and he does presentations on a TV in his van while they're going to his daughter's soccer games. So they have figured out that life is not just about the money. They like to perform at that level of making a lot of money and making big numbers in sales. Again, a lot of this is in the financial industry where I do a lot of work. But, you know, companies like Mercedes-Benz and Citicorp and some of the Shell Oil and the other ones I've worked with over the years as well. These salespeople, they have the core of them are good people. So, you know, so transferring that emotion is real. You know, they have depth. You know, there's somebody home, and that's why they sell so effectively.
Paul, you have given so much. Whether somebody has been in the industry for a long time, we can always use refreshers, or they're just starting out, or they're somewhere in between, and especially right now when some people are struggling, that I believe you've given so much. And there's more. Again, Paul said there are videos after videos at Paul Karasik, K-A-R-A-S-I-K .com. The books are there. Of course, those of you who are in corporate can connect with him about corporate engagements and consulting. Paul, I am so glad you and I connected, and we've had this great connection all along. I feel it's just the beginning.
Well, it's funny because before the call, I said I want to talk. We didn't talk about your vision for having this center, and I really want to hear because I want to get on board with that. You're telling me things are going to get back to normal soon, so I'm going
yes,
with
that's
that.
Right.
And based on that, I'm not kidding you. You should really call me because I'm very interested in it. We do a lot of money raises for companies. I work on a lot of projects like that on the side too. So I'm interested in that. And
well, I was planning on calling you anyway, but here's yet another reason. So okay. Very nice. I look forward to that too. Thank you.
Call me this week. You got my number. Okay.
Okay, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A pleasure. Thank you. Bye. Paul Karasik.
I appreciate the time. I hope somebody got something out of it.
I know we all did. Paul Karasik, KARASIK.com. So with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Catherine, and I used to visit you in San Diego, and you always gave me the very best advice. So I'm reaching out to you once again. This worldwide pandemic is affecting me on so many levels. Too many of my friends are becoming increasingly depressed, and I'm afraid for them and for the world, as there appears to be no end in sight of this lockdown. None of my family or friends have become ill. They're just getting more and more depressed with the way things are. How can I help my friends, and how can I stay sane in this fear-filled world?
Hi, Catherine. It is good to hear from you, and I'm happy that you're looking for answers during these stressful times. I trust you will choose to remember that, like everything else in life, this pandemic is temporary. However, it has gone on for way too long for some of us, and so we must remain careful of where we put our focus. Talking to family and friends daily is an important part of my being able to remain upbeat and happy. I have often said that what we focus on expands. So let us not focus on the pandemic. Instead, let us focus on how blessed we are to be well and that our loved ones are well too. Let's share happy news and humor that makes us laugh. We are blessed with smartphones and the internet, which gives us the opportunity to not only speak to our loved ones, we can actually see them. One of the things that helps me stay upbeat are the amazing choices of frequency music that assist one in letting go of fear, stops overthinking and worrying. It helps us overcome destructive energies, and there's so many available to us for free. One of my favorite sources is Power Thoughts Meditation Club, and you can find it easily on YouTube. I play the music in the background 24 hours a day, and it has helped me a lot, just as it has helped the ones I have shared this practice with. You can also find thousands of great ideas on the internet that specifically address how to stay sane in today's world. This is also a great opportunity for us to discover who we really are and what we wish to create for our future. Taking time to meditate daily is one of the healthiest things any of us can do, no matter what is going on in this world. So, dear friend, let's find time to focus on things that truly matter and share our thoughts and hearts with the ones we love, and the time will go by much faster when we choose this path.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest online, Tony Wach, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo, and our musical guest is a multifaceted artist, singer, songwriter, vocalist. He's worked with some of the industry's greatest: Aretha Franklin, Billy Preston, Cher, Celine Dion, Little Richard, Etta James, and the list goes on. We are happy to have him on the show as our musical guest, Tony Wach. Welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. This is such a privilege and a pleasure. I'm amazed because as I'm sitting here listening to your radio station, waiting to be called on, I realize that the name is Life Changes, and my new music is all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is, and the exciting thing is you've worked with all these people, then you released an album with all these covers, and it was, I think I told you, I listened to the album and I just sat there and it reminded me of being a kid and listening to all these great singers. I didn't understand. They were singing about love. I didn't understand it, but now I understood it and you were singing it. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. That was the same way I felt. That was the purpose for the remake album. Most of the songs on there are songs that I remember at a great point in my life. Of the adults around me having fun. And I thought, right? Why not do this? Because there's a whole generation that is missing for music. And so why not bring back some of the great music that was already here to those that may have never heard it before or have heard it and just want to, you know, revisit that love time in their life.
And what's that album called?
That album is called Introducing Tony Wach. The album was done because, as you all know, I'm a hairstylist and makeup artist. I've been for some time, but I've always had the gift of music. So I wanted to explore that during this pandemic. So that's how it came about. I was sitting there and I said, well, now I get a chance to do something that I love to do. So let's do it. So I set out to do it and I accomplished it. And it's what you hear now. And I did all that in maybe at 2 months' time.
Might have done it in 2 months' time, but I'm sure it's a lifetime. You've been singing since you were what, 5?
Yeah, I've been singing for a very long time. I started in the church. I started in the church. My father was a minister, and I just grew up in the church, so I grew up around music.
Well, what people haven't heard, and I know this for a fact because you're going to premiere one of your originals, that actually two, right? From an upcoming album that have never been heard ever, never.
No, never, ever. I've never, ever seen these anywhere. I just barely learned the lyrics after writing them.
This is exciting. Tony, I am so glad that you're doing this on our show. What a pleasure this is going to be. What's the first song called?
The first song is called Do Anything, and I wrote this literally maybe a few weeks ago for this album project, and I went in and I recorded it. I just set out to do this musical project, and it took off. I was really amazed by people all over the world that gravitated to introducing Tony Walk. So it just made me say, well, if I put my mind to it, maybe I can really do this. So that's what I did, and I was able to accomplish it. So this song is pretty much a anthem to doing anything you want to do. If you just focus and put your mind to it, it's possible.
Nice. Did you say you can do anything?
Yes, do anything.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Well, here's Tony Walk premiering You Can Do Anything from his upcoming new CD project here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition online.
By the end of day, don't let yourself get in the way. Time to do your very best and let the stars do the rest. When you take the time to focus on life, everything will work out fine. Because dreams will come true when you start to believe you can do anything. You can do yourself, get rid of your fear.
You are strong
and great. Not even time could stand in your way. So plan to do your very best and let the stars do the rest. When you take the time to focus on life, everything will work out fine. Because dreams do come true when you start to believe you can do anything.
You can do it if you try.
You can do it. You can do it if you try.
Try.
You can do it if you try. You can do it if you try.
Nice. Thank you, Tony Walk. Tony, I am proud of you. Talking about you can do anything. You weren't set up to do this just yet. And listen to you. You just threw it. You made it happen. And you know, no reverb, no nothing, and you sound great.
Oh, thank you. I think that's our biggest fear, is not knowing what it sounds like on the other end.
Especially through
life changes.
Life changes. I'm learning that
you have to go with the flow. It doesn't matter. It's a God-given gift. So, I mean, just do it and give it your best, and it'll be recognized.
Nice. Well, you already have a lot of followers, and so they know where to find you. But we have all of the places you can find Tony on our website. But here, I'll just point him out to you real quickly. On Facebook, he's official Tony Walk. And then on Instagram, he's Making Tony Walk. And then on Twitter, he's at The Real Sir Tony. And on Spotify, it's Tony Walk. But again, if you want to find him and you can't, you go to lifechangeshow.com.
Yes. You can also find him all there. On YouTube as well. My YouTube is Tony Walk. I have a lot of music videos there if you're interested in seeing those. And also, I have a website, TonyWalk.com. I'm going to be uploading updates on things going on with the project and my progress. This is the whole thing, is that I'm just doing it, and I'm doing it all off of the faith that I believe that I can do it. So let's see how far I go.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for sharing it here. And speaking of sharing, you were shared with us, and your music was by Julian Miranda, and we knew right away. If Julian said, "Hey, Filippo, take a listen," we knew that we would be most likely inviting you on. So glad we were able to make this happen, and thank you to Julian.
Yes, Julian, he is an angel to the indie artist community. He does so much to showcase so much of the talent around town, and I just think it's the most amazing thing that you can do for a person, is to help them show their gift to the world, and he does that amazingly.
Indeed. Well, Tony, we're coming up on the hour. So we're going to be off the air, but we're going to keep recording because we want to hear one more song if we can from your new project coming up, right?
Okay, yes, most definitely. This one's called Happy, and this is a song that I just wrote about not wanting to do the things that made me unhappy anymore in order for me to be happy.
So Happy. Okay, so just so you know, everybody listening, this will be in the archive, so we'll all get to enjoy. Here's Tony Walk performing Happy from his upcoming album, online, here on the Life Changes Show premiere.
Listen to the words. Now this is not just a love song. It's me choosing the right to live life from now on. Being strong, fighting on for the right to be happy, happy, happy. I just wanna be happy, happy. I just wanna. Times that I did not have what I gave, caught up in the moment, I was not brave to say no. No, no. It was me until I found it was me and not you, trying to people please, not loving me. Now I'm free from all that makes me unhappy. Just wanna be happy. I just want. That's a snippet. Thank you so much for having me, Life Changes. Thank you.
Happy to have you, Tony. Tony, I didn't have your website. Would you give that to us one more time? Tony? I think it was TonyWalk.com, but otherwise you could find him on YouTube, Tony Walk, W-A-L-K. What a pleasure, Tony, to have you on, and what a pleasure to have Paul Karasik on. What a great interview. Two great guys. What a great show. I enjoyed this so much. I hope you did too. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.